Well, I hope the weather is good up in the Bay Area today. If it is and you're down in the Fisherman's Wharf area, absolutely check out the Lefty O'Doul's Buffet. The Buffet and Grill is right there next to the Wax Museum across from the Boudin Bakery. You got a la carte items, Lefty's Pizza, Lefty's Grill and Seafood, the buffet for the whole family. It is the weekend, so we've got the special brunch and things like that, but absolutely check it out. It is a lot of fun. So Lefty's counter is still there, the full barbecue and everything else that we loved at the old Lefty O'Doul's. All right, Henry Shulman of the Chronicle joins us. Does it get you hungry here and then?
Yeah, you should have mentioned ample parking in the neighborhood in Fisherman's Wharf. Yeah, plenty of spots.
There are nice public parking, all
lots
over the place.
Yeah.
Henry, don't kill this commercial here.
No. You know what? I'm looking forward to going to the new Lefty's. Tom O'Doul keeps asking me when I'm going to come down, and I want to see it. I want to see the I guess he's got a giant store in there.
Yeah, and but what he's done, he's created like almost like a little ballpark.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Murals and things like that. And the food's still the old Lefty's food, but there's a buffet. Come on, it's like going to, you know, Caesar's.
Yeah.
Almost.
Maybe a little bit less on the price side, I would hope.
Yeah, no, it's about $12.99 or something like that.
Great.
Something very workable. All right. Henry joins us. Henry, we're here. It's March 17th. Are we any closer to knowing what this roster is going to look like?
Well, I mean, I think we're a little bit closer. It's hard. With Sabian and Evans, I'd been around them for so long. They were pretty predictable on what was going to happen. It was just going to be, you were always looking at the 24th or 25th guy on the roster. But they could do things a lot differently. I mean, we were talking to Bochy yesterday, and I said, really no way you can have a 12-man pitching staff if you're going to play 17 games in 18 days. And he said, well, we could do it with the versatility that we have. And what he means is, you know, you could theoretically have Andrew Suarez and Chris Stratton on the roster, even if they're not going to be in the rotation. And then if a starter needs to come out after four innings, for instance, you can put one of those guys in there for three, and then you don't have to use that many pitchers. And then you can carry 12 pitchers and an extra bench player, maybe a third catcher. And I'd be misleading the listeners if I told you I knew what was going to happen. But I would imagine that guys like Parra and Solarte are on the roster. There is a chance that they'll go out and find a right-handed outfielder. When you get closer to this time of spring, teams are trying to clean up their rosters. And, you know, who knows? Maybe there's a team out there that may need a little more pitching, and then they have a little bit more in the outfield department. Maybe you make a trade, or you make a claim, and you can balance the outfield out a little bit. So there could be changes even up to opening day.
No, I agree, and especially because of the 40-man and the 25-man roster, which are very important, because he's got to get some people on the 40-man, which means some people may have to come off the 40-man who don't have any options left. Trevor Gott is a perfect example. Farhan was just here and said, look, Trevor Gott, in his opinion, will be on a major league team when the season starts,
right,
whether it's this one or another one. There's a market for people like that.
No, absolutely. And, I mean, I don't think that the 40-man, finding the 40-man spots will be that difficult, because there's a lot of guys at the bottom of the 40-man who were, you know, kind of shuttled in and out, and, you know, they don't mind changing those in a hurry. You know, poor Hanser Alberto was here for a few days, and you know, now that's Marandi Gonzalez's spot. Well, I mean, you got guys like Marandi Gonzalez and Breivik Valera and some of the other guys, you know, that they pick. Drew Ferguson, sorry. Wrong team.
Right.
Drew Ferguson, you know, the Rule 5 guy, not having a great spring, so maybe, you know, maybe you give him back to the Astros if you don't think he's, you know, a guy worth keeping. So they won't have as much trouble finding spots for some of these guys. But yeah, they could definitely, you know, Trevor Gott is a giant. He's in a minor league contract. I don't think he has an out.
No options.
No options, but more important is no out. So yeah, they could trade him to a team that might have a need for that kind of reliever, and he hasn't allowed. I mean, he's been fantastic this spring.
Sounds to me, Henry Shulman with us from the Chronicle. It sounds to me, in talking to Farhan, that those kind of deals are in the offering. They always are.
That's
where they're going to go, as opposed to any blockbuster kind of thing.
No, there's no blockbusters that are made this time of year.
All right, let me ask you this: we've been together. We've been here since the middle of February, watching this just about every day. How do you feel about the ball club? No injuries. They're out there. They're playing. They got a lot of pitching. Are we missing something here? Are they better than we think, or is it just spring training?
Knock on wood with the no injuries in about in a few minutes. Bumgarner's going to face Whit Merrifield again. Last time that didn't work out too well for the Giants. I think that the pitching might be better than we might have suspected. It is deeper. They've done a good job. Farhan and his crew have done a good job of deepening this pitching staff. But the offense, it's good that they're healthy. But look, they know inside, deep inside, that this is going to be an offensively challenged team. Even with good health, they're going to have to rely a lot on the pitching staff. A couple of guys could surprise, a couple of guys that the fans have sort of given up for good, offensively, a guy like, Longoria, or even a guy like Posey, whom everybody kind of thinks is never going to hit home runs anymore. You saw yesterday he ran to third on a triple. He pulled a couple of balls for base hits. That hit being better, I mean, he could be more like the player he was. But, you'd like the roster to be a little younger on the offensive side to maybe not have to worry so much about injuries. I think they could be marginally better than people expect them to be. I don't necessarily see them as a surprise playoff team.
Yeah, I think it's a little better. And the thing I have to tell myself is that last year they were 68-68 at one point. We were basically the same team. And this is actually a deeper team.
Yeah. I mean, you have Steven Duggar. If his shoulder stays healthy, you got Steven Duggar for a whole season, and he's looking fantastic. You got Evan Longoria. He started 0-17 last year with his new team, and right away he was in a hole.
Never got out of it.
He looks healthy and strong. Belt is back. He's had his trouble with injuries, but if you can get 140 games out of him, and Posey, healthy, it is a better team. If all these guys are healthy, it might be the same cast of characters for the most part. That doesn't necessarily mean it'll be the same stats.
Yeah, no, I agree. Farhan did mention Anthony Garcia and Henry Ramos. They're still here. They're looking for power. And these guys, as he said, they have some thump. Mac Williamson is another one. So of the three, if I say, all right, who's on the opening day roster? Williamson, Garcia, or Ramos?
Well, I have...
Or none of them?
Well, I mean, right now I'd have to say Mac because... He's the one who's out of options, and they can always send Ramos and Garcia down because they're here on minor league deals.
Yeah.
They both have pop in their bat. Garcia, he hit a monstrous home run here the other day. I believe it was in Peoria, actually. And Mac, I just saw him with his bag. He's going down to the minor league facility so he can get, four or five, maybe even, six at-bats, depending on how, whether they let him, bat the start of every inning. He's not, his timing hasn't been spectacular at the plate. He hasn't really hit for power this spring. And I think he wants to ramp it up a little bit. I think they want him to ramp it up a little bit. But, you always have to look at the guys who have options and don't have options. There would be no reason to try and risk putting Williamson through waivers when you can take the other guys and send them down, and they're 90 minutes away.
Yeah. All right. Well, today Chris Berman is the manager, so to speak, and we've got the recreation of the 2014 World Series. What do you expect to happen today?
Well,
fun-wise.
Mike Swanson, who's the PR guy, longtime PR guy for a number of clubs, including the Royals, he said that they could recreate it too, except they only have one guy left from that team.
Alex Gordon.
And it's the guy who was on third base, and he even joked that if somebody gets a hit and kicks the ball, the third base coach, Mike Gershula, could send them just to see what would have happened as a joke. But, it's still a spring training game.
It's fun.
It's fun for the fans. I thought that he was going to start Longoria today. He kind of hinted that he was going to do that, but maybe he woke up this morning, Bochy, and said, no, I can't not do this.
Really? It's a moment. You can't pass this up. So something good's going to happen today. There'll be some fun today. Last question for you. As we get closer to March 28th, these have become interesting questions for the fans, and you write about it all the time. The bench. What do you see the bench for the Giants?
Well, I see it as a little more experienced, than last year.
Who do you
year.
See on it?
Well, I mean, I think Solarte, for one. I think he has a pretty good shot of being on this bench because he's so versatile on the infield. I would imagine Pablo will be on the bench. as well. I mean, Rene Rivera, I would say, is locked to be the principal backup catcher. Yeah. Vogt is an interesting – Stephen Vogt's an interesting case because, I mean, he clearly can still hit. He's a, you know, a good left-handed bat. It's rare to have a left-handed hitting catcher. The last one the Giants had that, you know, had much of a career was A.J. Pierzynski, unless you count Hector Sanchez, who was a switch hitter. But, you know, the question is, will he be ready? Will he be ready to catch? Can they afford for a month to just have him there as a left-handed pinch hitter? And, you know, the outfield is still the one, you know, it's still the place where, you know, there's just so much that can happen yeah. there. I mean, you assume it's going to be Mac Duggar and Parra in the outfield. But if they go out and find somebody, one of those guys becomes a bench, not Parra, I mean, not but one of those guys maybe becomes a bench guy. And, you know, they have to make a call on Drew Ferguson. He just has not hit well at all, but he can cover the ground out there. He can take a walk. And so I think those are kind of the final decisions that are going to be made. But, you know, with guys like Solarte and Vogt and Rivera, they will have a little more experience back there than they might have last year.
Hanson a lock to be on this team?
No, oh, no, I don't think so at all.
Yeah, that was the one I talked about yesterday. No. I had the same feeling. I said he's just not a lock to be on this
team.
Well,
it's kind of hard to imagine Pablo, Hanson, and Solarte right. all on the team. That seems like a lot of infielders, unless you consider Solarte as a backup outfielder as well, and they have played him in left field, but not yeah. recently.
Not a lot.
So, yeah. You know, somebody just brought up the other day the possibility that, you know, they wouldn't keep Pablo because, you know, he's not really a Farhan guy. He's a Bochy guy. But, I mean, it's just hard to imagine with Pablo, the energy he brings,
yeah.
The way, I mean, the power that he has, his ability to play both corners. I mean, backup emergency catching, I can't imagine. He's not on the team.
It would be a bad move.
Yeah, I can't imagine
bad
that.
Move. All right,
yeah.
Henry, terrific. Love having you on. Thank you for the time, and we'll see you only one more next
one
Saturday.
One more, okay.
All right, that is Henry Schulman of the Chronicle. More coming up right after this.